This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The Hells Angels, they were harassed at the 2021 Sturgis Bike Rally, and we got the video coming up. How long have the Hells Angels been going to Sturgis? Quite a long time, but it seems like the Sturgis Police Department feels the need to harass them. Everybody knows it's like a national forum. And everybody knows that there's other clubs that also go to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Well, it seems this year they must have had a bug up the poop chute, because there is a 25-minute video that documents them stopping and also frisking the Hells Angels. And they wonder why a lot of clubbers don't like them, because they're jerks. But I really think they get their rocks off by going and harassing bikers that are actually doing nothing wrong. They claim that they'll do it in the public safety. That's why they do it, to ensure public safety. But really what it is, I think it's a power trip. Come on, there are tons of clubs that go to Sturgis. And in recent years, the government, the Liquor Commission, and the Gaming Commission has tried to tell hotels, casinos, all that kind of stuff, to keep out clubs or risk losing your gaming license or your liquor license. See, that's their way around things. Not only is the licensing commissions working hand-to-hand with cops, but now they're actively going hardcore after clubs, and in a place where really it was the clubs that started a lot of that type of stuff, started the parties, started the journeys up the Sturgis. So nobody should be surprised by this, but here is the video that it was caught on, and we're going to go to it right now. Let's see here. As you can see, this is on Jason Decora's YouTube, and as you can see, there is a bunch of angels lined up. Let's go to this one. Now all of a sudden, these cops are going around asking for licenses. As you heard, he's got this on video. It's messed up, isn't it? Guy doesn't look like he's doing anything wrong. Look at all the cops. They got everybody stopped right there. What's the reasoning for the stop other than they got patches on? And here's a club that's been going every year to this rally. Now, as you can see, one of the cops is starting to frisk one of the Hells Angels right there. What's your cause? What's your probable cause? Be interesting to hear about that for people that say this stuff doesn't happen. Look, nothing, no, he didn't have anything wrong. For people that say this kind of stuff doesn't happen. Now another guy is off the bike. Get him searched. Why? Why? What did they do to get searched like this? I guarantee they weren't out there searching any rubs. But because if it's a Hell's Angel and it's a club.
You guys know I got the footage from the tent right here, bro. Y'all need it, alright?
Good stuff with him doing that. This needs to be shown. People need to see it. This is what harassments look like. Oh, there's another one. They're frisking them.
Ain't this like Sturgis or some shit?
It's the next town over, bro.
Messed up. So it goes 25 minutes. It is. It's just harassment.
We got it right here.
Oh, yeah. It's time for all the creators to share this one. Like I said, 25 minutes of this. Now they're taking pictures. Now they're taking pictures. Hopefully MPP knows about this. That's what clubs are facing all the time, is right here.
You have his fucking license, bro.
Unbelievable stuff, isn't it? But again, that is on Jason Decora, his channel. And he posted it August 17th of this year. And that is what was happening at Sturgis. And people are saying, no, no, that don't happen. Bull, that's real harassment right there. They do have their picture on the driver's license. So why do they got to put them through this kind of stuff? Sad state of affairs, really it is. And we talk a lot about this kind of stuff, issues happening in the scene, over on Black Dragon's channel on Sundays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we bring on special guests to talk about what's happening in the scene. And hopefully we can talk about this incident coming up this week. So, again, I'll put the link to that video in the description box. And hope you guys see, you know, with your own eyes, this is what happens with cops. You know, it's a 25-minute video. Just look at some of the stuff that they do. Now, we covered this, and it was a sad state of affairs where the cops beat this kid to death. He was only there one night, and they were complaining because the Hells Angels led a protest against all the abuse in this prison or this jail. And now the family is speaking out, turns full attention to the London jail staff in inmate death. The Ontario Police Watchdog has closed its investigation into the death of an inmate at London's provincial jail, ruling OPP officers played no role in his death. No. They're covering, right? You know what? That's why people get sick and tired of law enforcement. What did he do? Beat himself to death? You guys are freaking crazy. You're worse up there than they are here in the United States. The findings from the Special Investigation Unit released Tuesday come as no surprise to the dead inmate's stepmother, who says investigators should focus on the actions of correction officers at the Elgin Middlesex Detention Center. She was recently on a podcast, that's her right there. I have, quote, "I have never had any feeling that police had anything to do with this death. It's EMDC, that's a whole other story," the stepmom of Brandon Marchant. I don't know, man, I don't think he beat himself. Merchant, 32, died on July 6th at the hospital after he was found unresponsive in his cell at the Exeter Road Jail 3 days earlier. Merchant was arrested on Canada Day following a single vehicle crash on Highway 401. He removed his bags from the vehicle, fled the scene, was later arrested without incident, taken to hospital. Quote, Based on SIU's preliminary inquiries, Joseph Martino determined there was patently nothing to investigate in relation to the potential criminal liability of any police officer in connection to the death. Yeah, right. There was an autopsy, and that is pending right now. If the death is not determined to be natural through a post-mortem examination, there will be an inquest. Should be going on right now, don't you guys think? Just saying. Oh my God, with these people up there. Anyway, going over to Oz. Gang members plead not guilty to possession rifle aggravated battery. Now, of course, you know, the two gang members have pleaded not guilty to unlawful possessing of a semi-automatic rifle and aggravated burglary following an hours-long standoff with armed police in Oakland. They were charged with that. The 33-year-old also faces a charge of driving while suspended. The men who police say are members of Hell's Angels have not pleaded guilty to all charges and elected for trial by jury through Mark Ryan. Yes, they are going to trial. Good stuff right there. Now, here we go on this one. The Wall of Shame is up right now. And maybe you Sturgis cops will watch this one, because maybe you should check into your own people before you go around harassing clubs. Wayne County jail officer fired, arrested on contraband charges. A two-week-long investigation has resulted in the firing and arrest of a Wayne County detention officer, according to the sheriff's office. County Sheriff Chuck Mosley said it was coordinated effort between the sheriff's office and the Jessup Police Department. It had to do with the Jessup Wayne Tactical Narcotics Team after complaints were submitted surrounding the former jail officer. Former Wayne County Detention Officer Dayton Beasley has been stripped of his authority and status as a detention officer with the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. Dayton Beasley, you are now in the Wall of Shame. He has been charged with violation of oath of the office, trading with inmates without consent or warden of her superintendent, and crossing the guard line with a controlled substance. Right there is your Wall of Shame, baby. Like I said, for everything they claim that a club does, or that they're gang members, we here can show them personally other cases involving their own people. Maybe you should start profiling them. But this Sturgis thing, sad state of affairs, man. 25 minutes, and you know what? That is why it's always important to video a traffic stop, or if you see a club being profiled, get in there and video it, and then get a hold of the Motorcycle Profiling Project. Submit a complaint, the whole nine yards. That way these guys don't get away from it. And again, the link is in the description box for the full video of what has happened over there. So pass it around, man. Pass this around. Get the word out. And you do get tired of those bikers that say that this never happens. There's never any police harassment at Sturgis or Daytona, Myrtle Beach. Yeah, right. You know, wake up, get out of fantasy land is what I say. Anyway, going over to the Morning Hoot with China Doll. Gonna go pick on her for a little bit. You can download our app and listen to it live. And that's in the Google Play. It's the Insane Throttle Radio app. Or you can go over to Discord right now, watch it live over there. Have it all set up, insanevoltage.com, the whole nine yards. I'm outie. I'll see you over there.
Download the Insane Throttle Radio app and listen to the hottest modern rock on the planet. No commercials at all.
Just our rock and roll, baby. Download the Insane Throttle Radio app for Android now on Google Play. Rock on.